the rest of the story. One bright morning, it was May 1899, Charlie was visited by four friends. One of them said, "You'd better sit down for this." And then they related the news Charlie was going to West Point. All five of these hometown boys from Galesburg had served in the Army, you see, but only 21-year-old Charlie had actually served in a war, the Spanish-American War. For that reason, the officers of Company C, 6th Illinois Volunteers, recommended Charlie's name to Congressman George Prince, and the appointment was now official. Charlie had been selected for the United States Military Academy. The appointment was, of course, conditional. It would become permanent only after Charlie had passed the required entrance examinations. He would have 3 weeks to study for them. Charlie said that would be no problem, but this is the rest of the story. The first week of June, Charlie was on a train bound for West Point. Upon his arrival, he took the thorough physical exam. He was measured and pounded and squeezed and stethoscoped and eventually pronounced physically fit to be an officer in the United States Army. Then came the written examination. The written examination. The subjects were general, history, geography, arithmetic, grammar, so on. Charlie was confident that he would do well. Even though he had taken only a year of college, he knew he would do well, and even though he had not actually finished high school. The test results arrived later in his room at the academy. The test results were written, he will never forget, on a half sheet of paper. And concisely, they came to the point Charlie had failed. Charlie was not qualified for admission into the military academy, the paper said. Charlie had flunked his written exam. There was a note from the officer in charge of candidates. It ordered Charlie to settle any and all accounts with the academy treasurer and then leave as promptly as possible. But Charlie was disappointed and he was ashamed. He tried to tell himself it didn't matter, but it did matter. In fact, it bothered him for the rest of his life. It bothered him for the rest of his life. You know Charlie. You always have known him. Shy, self-conscious son of Swedish immigrants who fought in the Spanish-American War. An eager, young, would-be West Point cadet. And yet you know Charlie, not for what he did, but rather for what he said. Oh, yes, he called himself Charlie, by the way, to make him sound more American, but his real name was Carl. His real name was Carl Sandburg. And yet, of all of the things you know about this renowned American poet, there's one thing which after today you will never forget. That this great man of literature, Carl Sandburg, this poetic titan who made words his life, was rejected by West Point. He was found not qualified for admission because he had flunked the sections of his entrance examination dealing with arithmetic and grammar. And now you know the rest of the story.